picking things up with a pot. And they were gathering mushrooms, right? Down there in downtown Chicago.
Well, I don't think the mushroom is native here at all.
What's that one you mentioned that you'd be afraid to pick them? Why would you be afraid to pick them?
Toadstools? Oh, they're poison.
Oh.
You eat a toadstool and you're just about over.
That's probably what would happen to me if I were picking mushrooms. Oh, let's see. If you give someone some medicine and he holds it in his mouth, say, don't hold it in your mouth. Go ahead and
swallow it.
And let's see. If you go to the counter in a drugstore, they have a big display. And in that, various kinds of tobacco. What kinds would this be? I mean, pipe tobacco and chewing tobacco and what else?
Smoking tobacco?
Yeah. Any special kinds?
Oh, the
not brands, but all those long things. About that long, wrapped in
cigars.
Uh huh. And the kind that you smoke.
Cigarettes.
When young people are having a good time, you can say, oh, they're having a fine time. You can tell because they're out there just
enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and let's say it's on a Saturday night at a dance, and some of them are standing around the piano, and this isn't very good for a dance. I'm making this up as I go. Well, let's put it a different way. In church, there's praying, preaching, what else?
Singing.
Uh-huh. And then, let's see, at a dance, there would be dancing and music, and...
They might sing.
Yeah.
I'm not never very much of a dancer, but it could be that a bunch would stand around the piano and sing as they played, or maybe out in the corner someplace. I never did see it happen, but as I say, I never was much of a dancer. We used to go occasionally, but I've never seen that take place.
Let's say someone does you a favor, and then you'd say that you are...
indebted to him, is that what you mean?
Uh-huh. Is that the term you would have used as a boy?
Well, I think so, or probably you might say you owe him a favor.
Do they ever use beholden here?
No, I think not.
Obligated?
Well, obligated. I've heard that more than beholden. I never heard anyone use the term beholden.
Yeah, that's quite Southern.
I think it is too.
If a fella comes home, oh, he's just dead tired. His wife says, well, let's say he's been out digging ditches. His wife says, have you been out playing all day? He says, no, I haven't been out playing all day. I
dug ditches or worked.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear might could here as a boy?
No.
Might could.
Now that's a Texas term.
Yeah.
I noticed that while we were down there during the war. I might could do so and so, such as that. I come over to getting whipped down there one time. Oh, I didn't pretty get whipped, but I said something to them about the terms they use, you know,
mm-hmm.
about carrying things to the garage or carrying a man to the depot or something. I said, well, we don't carry. The fellow says, well, what do? I says, we take things to the depot or take the car to the garage, and we carry a bucket of water. We don't tote it.